Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Chuba, chuba, my baby, chuba, chuba.
Hello, stranger.
Little Barbara Lewis bringing us back. 23 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me, having a great visit with our good friend Richard Hooker, the co-author of Shoestring Venture, the Startup Bible. Richard, tell us how we can find you online, how we can find your book.
It is www.shoestringventure.com. My co-author is doing a wonderful blog on there where he's profiling social entrepreneurs.
Steve Monas, by the way, is his name.
Steve Monas, yes. Uh-huh. And he's doing this wonderful job profiling people who are either starting up social concerns in an entrepreneurial way or starting up businesses that have a social, bettering the community.
Right, we can find him at shoestringventure.com?
Shoestringventure.com, right. And the book shoestringventure.com, the Startup Bible, is available on Amazon.com
right. Every
day.
All right, so check it out, folks.
Always in stock.
And by the way, folks, my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you go there as soon as you can and check it out. Richard, we're talking about the putting the financial strategy to work. One of the things that I have learned in my career, a couple of really simple principles. Number one, that we all know, buy low, sell high.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, it's not what you make, it's what you keep.
That's correct.
Talk to us about those two things. Gild those lilies just a little bit there.
Any business you start, whether it's a retail business or a consultancy or you're making a product, you've got a great product idea. A million great products die every day simply because they only exist in people's brain cells. And then the millions that get written down die because they don't have the right financial strategy.
Right.
Financial strategy really is about it. In other words, the number one question isn't, are people going to buy it? That's a big question, but it's not the number. It isn't, how can I make it? How can I pay for it? Where am I going to get an investor? Those aren't the big questions. The real question is, what kind of revenues are we going to make, and how much of those revenues are we going to keep? How much profit are we going to keep?
Right.
The mistake that people make, even in the startup, and by the way, I'm here to tell your people that, your audience, that you don't have to give up profit at the beginning. In fact, it's usually one of the worst ways.
What do you mean by that?
A product. You don't have to give away the store to get people interested. That if you've got the right strategy and you've got the right product, then you've got a profit maker from the very beginning. But if you've put together a strategy and you're not making profit, you need to rethink the financial strategy. You need to rethink what you're doing. Now, we've got this great guest coming up, Russell, who talks about business valuation.
Right.
One of the key aspects of business evaluation is the profit you're making in a business. And so a financial strategy, for instance, one of the things Apple does is well, part of its financial strategy for products is to keep the money rolling in,
mm-hmm.
is that they don't just make money when they sell you an iPhone. They make money every time you buy something for the iPhone.
Right.
They don't just make money when you buy an iPad. They make money every time you buy something from iTunes.
In other
words, it's ongoing revenue from a product. Now,
it's a capital item in the beginning, and then an annuity, kind of an annuity transaction continuing to come in.
Right, exactly. And why do you have to have AT&T on the iPhone? Because they're the ones who pay Apple the most for the customers.
So how does a small business owner pull that off?
Well, again, this is about the kind of this isn't the kind of thing that you could apply to any and all products. But the question is how do you turn each customer? One of the financial strategy questions, which becomes a marketing question, is how do you turn each customer into an ongoing customer? So often continuity programs
mm-hmm.
might be a good idea. Don't go out there, if you've got a great idea for a dietary supplement, don't go out there and sell dietary supplements. Sell the dietary supplements in 6 months or 12 month subscriptions.
Right.
say, hey, we will send the
find a way to get people.
If you like it, you'll get 3 months.
Exactly. Find a way to get people to come back, either through loyalty programs or something like that, right?
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we've been talking about profits from the standpoint of getting money from the customer, but there's also profits from the standpoint of your own costs and reducing costs and finding ways to pay people. For instance, I'm a huge fan of revenue sharing for startups that don't have a lot of money, is making deals with people, including potential employees, and just saying, I'm not going to pay you. I'm going to pay you what I'm
This is a good way to bootstrap a company.
To bootstrap a company and to avoid the cash flow problems, which is the biggest problem startups have. Because you make deals with people that are essentially, when I get paid, you get paid.
Right, and barter is a good way to do that too, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. If people will take barter.
Right.
Generally, when you show up into a meeting and say the word barter, the table gets empty.
When it works, it's great. When it doesn't work, you know, people run away. But barter is a good way to do it. So, folks, the main thing that Rich is helping us with here, folks, is that is you've got to have a strategy. You've got to have a financial strategy. You've got to be disciplined about it. If you don't know how to do a financial strategy, get somebody to help you with it. Because, Richard, you and I both seen a lot of great products, a lot of great business ideas that didn't make it, not because the product wasn't good or the idea wasn't good, but because the owner didn't do the financial planning properly.
Yeah, one thing I need to say is that what you read about this stuff won't help you. You have to read between the lines.
Right.
You have to go into these success stories and figure out what their financial strategy is.
Read the failures. Read about the failures, too. Hey, Richard, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Thank you. Quick
break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.